Moray v'Rabbeisai, lessons from the lay Parshas Lech Lecha, how to be inspired in the elections. No, how to be inspired, thoughts about inspiration, which I think will give us a key to this wonderful Parsha about Aleinu Latova, Parshas Lech Lecha. For me, a very special Parsha. It is the Parsha of my Ufruf. My tomorrow is my anniversary, 18 years with my wonderful wife Serena, who's now on a plane. Okay, that's fine. And it's my son's bar mitzvah. It's my bar mitzvah, Parshas Lech Lecha as well. So brings special memories. So what I want to speak about tonight is the fate of Anshei Sdom. And in fact, we have a midah that we call Midah Sdom. We know that the Sodomites were amongst the most cruel people on the face of the earth. Now the question is, how did it get to that point? Why were these people so bad? So the pasuk tells us, Perek Yud Gimel, pasuk Yud Gimel, that Anshei Sdom were ra, v'chotim la'Hashem od. What did they do that was so bad? So the famous Rav Yaakov Moshe Charlap. Rav Charlap was a very, very unique, sainted Rav. And Yushalayim Ir HaKodesh, learned by Rav Kook, was really one of the foremost of the Gedolim in one of the past generations, Kamas Medinas Yisrael. And before that time, so he says the following thing. Based on what we just said. Says Rav Charlap, what happened to these people? So he says as follows. What was their philosophy of evil? What made them so bad? What made them so bad was the fact that they didn't believe in what is chesed. And the integral thing that they didn't believe in is the word staka. You know, the word staka in Hebrew, it's root, of course, it's tzedek. Say tzaddik, but tzaddik is the same thing. Tzaddik is righteousness, is the right thing to do. In fact, I think charity comes from a, if I'm not mistaken, Greek word, which means love. That same idea. So, says Rav Charlap, their principle was so evil because they didn't understand what the point of stucco was. Why would somebody want to do stucco? And that's really what made them into who they were. These horrible, horrible people who couldn't care less. Not only could they not care less about an individual, of course you know the story about Lot and the Malachim. So there's a Midrash. The Midrash tells us the story of Tunis Rufus and Rabbi Akiva. The Roman governor questions Rabbi Akiva and he says the following thing. If, as you maintain, your God loves the poor, why not make them rich? You have a poor guy who's davening to the Rabbanu Shalom. Please, Rabbanu Shalom, make me rich. Every day he says it. Berech Aleinu, Saint Dalmater. Saint Dalmater today. Saint Dalmater, he says. Nothing, he gets no support. Tunis Rufus says, so I don't understand. Rabbi Akiva replies, it's in order to give the rich people means to acquire merit. He's not happy with this. Says Rabbi Akiva that the point is Hashem created this world so that we could be Balei Tzedakah. The attitude that we have in Judaism towards poor people. We don't blame them for what they are. We understand that stuck a tatzil mimavas. You know, I don't know if you ever really like go to the kotel or go to a holy place, and there's somebody standing there. And they, you know, they're very good at what they do. So someone zaka the stucka tatzil mimavas, right? Tzion tipode bit stucka, right? They said, you know, you want to stop, you don't want to die. That's what we believe in Judaism. And says Yecheskel Hanavi this exact point. The destruction of Sdom was because a lack of stucco mamish. That was it.
Bottom line was staka, nothing else. They had a lot of other things I'm sure you learned about. But it was staka, the bottom line. The Gemara tells us that those that give are the ones that benefit, not the ones that accept. We are the ones that benefit in staka. It makes us into tzaddik or tzedek, into righteous people. Because nothing belongs to us. And that's what Rav Chalap quotes. Rav Chalap quotes this maimer, this idea, this medrash. And he continues, and he says that Rabbi Kiva says, staka saves us from Gehenna. It saves us from destruction. So it says to him, Rufus, and he says, I don't understand. If God wanted him to be poor, you can't change the facts on the ground and I'll make him rich. You can right now, not you maybe your parents, maybe, Mordechai probably could do this. He can go up to a poor person, because you're rich, he can go up to a poor person, give him $10,000 and say, Shkoyach, you're not rich anymore. You're not poor anymore, I mean. You're rich now, like me. Shkoyach. Says to Rufus, how are you allowed to do this? You're not allowed to do that. You're playing the system. Poor is poor. Says Rabbi Akiva again, dude, you got it all wrong. That's not the way life works, he says. This is God's will to make the person, the Mordechai of the world, into a better person. I know this sounds weird, but stuck is not about the poor person. It's about you. And that's what they didn't get in Stom, says Rav Chalap. Sensitivity towards people who are less fortunate than us. Rav Soloveitchik was famous for his line that what Hashem wants of us is imtatmadeo. The Gemara says, Mahu racham afatachum. We're supposed to emulate the ways of God. We see that God is racham chanun, erech apayim. That's what you have to be. You have to be the type of person that you don't think twice. Here in Israel, you see this all the time, but in my opinion, it's leaving Israel a little bit. You get on a bus, you're sitting down nice and comfortably in the 417, and an old person comes on the bus. A woman who's pregnant comes on the bus. A woman comes on, any woman comes on the bus. Okay, maybe not the 417 because they're sitting in the back, but okay, fine. But you offer the seat to them because it's not you offering the seat to them and go, ha, here comes tzaddik. There's no question in your mind. It's like it's your wife you would offer the seat to them. It's staka. You give someone staka because it helps you. Stone, they didn't get this idea that being compassionate will make me a compassionate person, which is what Hashem wants, and He'll reward me with that compassion. That helps feed the neshama. The neshama is crying out to us to take control over our physical. This is what is complicated in our entire lives, is that our neshamas aren't able to take over our lives. We spoke about this a little today. I spoke about this with a bunch of different people in different classes that I taught. And Stom, they were Rishayim, meaning, says Rav Chalap, because their evil is they didn't understand what it meant to be like Hashem. They wanted to be like Hashem, like the Torah above them. That's not the Torah perspective. Staka is about inspiring yourself to be a better person. And by the way, staka comes in all shapes and forms. Staka comes with money, and there are two types of people that you give staka to. What I mean by that is, you can give somebody staka and they could make you feel like $1 million. Say, oh, thank you so much. You don't know what this means to me. Or you can give staka and the person like, seriously? Do you see the home that you live in? $10? Come on! And you're like, it doesn't matter. It's the same staka. Staka doesn't come forms of money only. You can do staka with people. It's my anniversary, so I could say this. You can marry somebody. My wife married me as a form of staka. Good one. I want to send this there now.
But really, you can be a friend to somebody who you wouldn't normally be their friend. It is staka to them. You're doing an act of tzedek. Because that's what God would want. They didn't get that in stone. They did everything the opposite of that. Why would you give somebody salt? What are you doing? Why would you lend somebody something? It makes no sense. We actually use the term a lot today and say, that's meet the stone. When somebody doesn't want to, he just asks you for it. You're not going to give it to him? You're going to take your ketchup to your room that belongs to the yeshiva just so you can have your own ketchup? That's meet the stone. Now there's no ketchups in the yeshiva anymore. Just to give you an example of another yeshiva I heard about. So, I believe that's the way we get inspired. We get inspired through inspiring other three. So, for those who haven't heard, I didn't spend my week, as many people think, in America. A lot of people thought I was an American until somebody got the surprise of their life on Motzei Shabbos and they saw me on Ben Yehuda. And they were thinking all different types of things, but I got one of these looks I've never gotten before. I was like, whoa! Right. He was like, what are you doing here? I'm like, what are you doing here? Anyway. Mike's place, I don't know. Anyway, so I had the great opportunity, I'll speak about it, I think, again, even on Thursday night. I have the great zechus of being able to give the Rav Benji's sicha this week. So I'll speak about it probably even more, because it's on my mind, and it's something. And we took 400, sorry, we took 200, sorry, 200 non-affiliated Jews, 40, 50 years old, most of them never been to Israel, no sparks of greatness, to show them a week in Eretz Yisrael, a week of inspiration. And I could tell you, gazillion percent, I came out inspired. I didn't inspire, they inspired me. And when you give staka, when you do these things, that's how you get inspired. You do good things, it makes you into a good person. We've mentioned this many times, I'll mention it again. The Menachas Chinuch says that when a person follows the ways of good, he becomes good. Even if you're not good. Right? A Russia comes to my office. A Russia comes to my office and he says, Rebbe, how do I be a good person? Do good. I don't want to do good. The more you do good, you just become a good person. I believe that this is the way of life when it comes to everything. You're right now in a very interesting space. You just started Chorev Zman, the longest Zman of the year. This is the Zman, right? Elul, we weren't so mean to you. This is the Zman that you really got to grow. And you come and you say, well, Rebbe, inspire me. $25,000, inspire me. You sit back, you take out the popcorn, put on the full screen, inspire me. It's not going to work. You got to inspire others, and then it inspires you. It works in this both way. This amazing combination of the two. Minyan's difficult for you? Go to Minyan. You really want to do something to change your Minyan? Try to lead a Minyan. Try to figure out how you can be a leader in the Minyan. Try to inspire others and say to your room, hey guys, we have the best attendance at 8 o'clock in our room. Let's have the best attendance downstairs. Can I wake everybody up? You become the Minyan guy in your room. You've inspired others, now you become inspired. And it makes you, and all of a sudden you're like, hey, wait a minute, I'm the Minyan guy now, that's funny. I didn't go to Minyan before. I don't have the flavor of the Torah. Learn more Torah. I'll tell you something remarkable, and this is maybe not such a positive thing, but I'll tell you anyway. About myself, so it's okay. I find that my best learning is when I have to teach other people. Sometimes I struggle, sometimes it's difficult. One of my most difficult times of learning will come this Sunday. Because this Sunday I'm going to get on a plane, and when I travel United Airlines. And United Airlines, unfortunately, at Sarayno, has a gazillion movies. I don't think I'm exaggerating. You get on the plane, and I don't have a TV in my house, and I haven't watched TV, and you have a choice. One choice is clear, I'm not sleeping. It's in all these movies. But you're also a rabbi, you have Torah. What do? So I've always found that the if I have a shiur to prepare, if I'm giving a shiur in America, I could spend I could spend 5 hours with all the information, everything, trying to look to make it into a perfect shiur, because I'm giving it over to somebody. Right? The moment I'm just reviewing the parsha, that's not a good media about myself. I should love learning no matter what. So maybe try that. When you review your shiur that you read, pretend you're going to give it over to your parents. Maybe give it over to your parents. Maybe give it over to your brother who, you know, already went shalom. Not the whole thing. If you send a weekly Dvar Torah to your parents, your knowledge of the parsha is going to be so much better. Because when you're trying to inspire, you get inspired. That's the way it works. So you got to think about that. How can I do that this year? And this goes for our listening audience as well. You're sitting in college, you're an alumnus of any yeshiva of the world, and you're not feeling it anymore, you want to feel it, go out and inspire other people, you'll be inspired. Staka is all about us, not about the person you're giving. One of the many reasons we don't make a brach on staka as well. But the idea is that it makes us into better people. It's a fundamental fact. And it allows our neshamas to answer the calling of who we are and what we are supposed to be about. The neshamas wake up when we do good things, when we become closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Again, understand that the word mitzvah is not about what we... A lot of people think mitzvah is like this. Check, check, I did it. What's the point of a mitzvah? It's not a commandment. You do it or I'm going to... No, it's to get closer to Hashem. To be a better person. Many of our mitzvahs revolve around, of course, Avos Chesed. It's the obvious. It's what it's about. Closer to Hashem means we're imitating Him more and more. We're doing acts that make us into better people. That's what we should be doing. And it shouldn't be something that we even have to think about, because it's so obvious to what we are and what we should be. And to that's my bracha to you. You're your first week of the real Zman. And you got to be inspired. And so, you're right. Listen, it will come. Sometimes you'll be inspired by a great speaker, by a great Rebbe. Don't get me wrong. But my advice to you, to a key to success, and to what Stom didn't get, and Rav Chalap taught us, is that staka makes you into a tzaddik because it gets you closer to Hashem and Hashem's ways. If you inspire, you will be inspired. If you give staka, right, besides the fact that it's the one thing you're allowed to ask B'tanai, make me rich, because it shows that you believe in what God gave you. You don't have $1 million stam. God gave you $1 million. But He gave it to you to give it back as well. And that's the type of people we have to be. And Mirtz Hashem, with that, we don't know what's going to be happening in the next 24 hours of our lives. If we'll change anything, it's all to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Who will be, you know, Achashverosh, Vashti, who knows what's going to happen. But it's within the hands of the Ribbono Shel Olam. We see nothing. We see the Yad of Hashem in this election. And we should be Zaycha with that. Let's continue being inspired. That's all we need to worry about. And with that, Amir Hashem, we'll see what seems to be really close in our path after seeing this election. Mashiach Zidkenu b'meheir v'yamin. Amen.